So we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we're all in Benapole right now. It's 500 years ago. We're hiding in some of the bushes there. And we're listening to the dialogue. We're listening to the dialogue of Haridas Thakur with his, who's just started his Bhakta program. And it's the first Bhakta that's enrolled in the Bhakta program, came a little bit late to the temple. And this is a co-ed Bhakta program, so one prostitute came there around midnight and asked if she could shave up. Eventually she did get shaved up. So the title of this story is Haridas Thakur Saves the Prostitute. And it's, sometimes we say save and shave the prostitute. So now she's heard the chanting of Shivanam. She's become duly purified. She submitted herself. First there's Sadhu Sangha, then we hear something from the Sadhu. By hearing from the Sadhu, we become purified. We become attached to that Sadhu. We may become inspired by the Super Soul to submit ourselves to the Sadhu, Guru Parashraya. So that's exactly what happened to her. She heard the Harikatha. She, although her motivation was wrong, she was hired to defile and make Haridas break his vow of Brahmacharya. And that would ensuingly destroy his fame as a great converted Muslim who became a great Hindu saint. Had a vast following in the province of Ramchandra Khan. The landholder, Zamindar, was quite envious of his prominence and popularity. He had nothing. He had no palace. He had no power. He had no horses and army and king and then any high connections in the political field. He didn't have vast tracts of land. He had the greatest wealth because he had the wealth of Krishna Prema. And because he had much, that wealth was superior, much far superior to Ramchandra Khan. Ramchandra Khan wanted to destroy him. Because for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. As Krishna is telling in Gita, Arjuna was honored as Gandivadara, and he was simply twining his bow, and the demigods would start trembling. Gandivadara, the carrier of the bow. So he was honored previously with this title, and now he's acting rather cowardly on the battle of Kurukshetra. So to incite his Kshatriya spirit and invoke his sense of pride, Krishna said, "Listen, Arjuna, you who have been so honored before, universally acclaimed as Gandivadara, now you're acting so whimsically and so foolishly and not properly. So for one who has been honored, you will be dishonored. You'll leave the battlefield." So Ramchandra Khan planned to defame Haridas Thakur. But the prostitute by Sadhu Sangha, she had faith. So she had faith, and the proof of the faith is her behavior. She had faith in Tulsi. She had faith in Vaishnavas. So that's the purchasing power to approach the Lord, Shraddha. So she had what's called Shastriya Shraddha. Because she had heard from Shastra that one should worship Tulsi Devi. One should show respect and offer obeisances to Tulsi Devi. That is told in Shastra. And she had heard from Shastra that one should worship the Vaishnavas. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari should be worshipped, Guru and Vaishnavas. They should be respected. They should be offered respect and honor. So it's told in the beginning of the story from Anti Leela chapter 3, verse 100 to 143, where Haridas saves the prostitute. And when she first came in the middle of the night with her nefarious plan, she approached the threshold of his bhajan kuti, or his cave, and she saw Tulsi immediately offered obeisances. She offered obeisances very respectfully to Tulsi, so this indicates Shraddha. Then she saw the great saint, and she offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And subsequently, in all three nights, she had the same idea. Because it was in her samskara, this bhakti, this devotion for Tadiyanam Samarchanam. She had samskaras for bhakti, to worship the things related to Krishna, such as Tulsi, and to show honor to the Vaishnavas. So she's actually quite, has the purchasing power to make lots of advancement, because she has Shraddha. Everything begins with Shraddha. So she has Shastriya Shraddha, and it's expressed in her behavior. That's the proof. And then she had respect for sadhus. So she sat there, did not interrupt his bhajan. He was doing his bhajan on and on and on. Nirantara Nam Lao. Nirantara Nam Lao. He was taking the name without sensation. Nirantara, no end. 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakhs. And she sat patiently, so she had patience. She has so many good qualities: tolerance, patience, respect. These are all very good qualities, they're really divine qualities. And so she heard the Harikata, Ado Shraddha Tata Sarusanga. She got Sarusanga because she had Shraddha. And she got Sarusanga with a Param Vaishnava. And she sat for 3 nights hearing Shuddha Nam. This is the highest form of Harikata. We just heard in Nectar Devotion there's 3 types of Sankirtan: Nam Sankirtan, Lila Sankirtan, and Guna Sankirtan. So she had all respect, humility, tolerance, and she was all ears, and she was submissive. So she had all the elements of the perfect disciple. First she had Nainyabhav, Pranipatena, she offered Pranipatena, she offered Dandavats to the Tulsi and to Haridas every time when she came to see him. As soon as she saw the Vaishnava, the Guru, offered obeisances. This is all told in Shastra. And then she heard the Harikata, and then she began her Bhajana Kriya. Ado Shraddha Sarasanga. So she had Sarasanga, and she heard Harikata, she heard the pure name. And then she started her Bhajana Kriya. So she was initiated, she became a disciple of Haridas Thakur on the first night. The first night she chanted, her Bhajana Kriya was her chanting, because he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So she started imitating it. So she was chanting Hela Nam. Hela Nam means jokingly. It's like she's chanting that there's 4 kinds of Namabhats. Hela Nam, Sanket Nam, Sanket Nam, Hela Nam, Stoma Nam, and Parihasa Nam or something. So she's jokingly, it says here that she's saying, Hari Hari, oh my Lord, first night. But then the second night, when she sat down to chant and do her Bhajana Kriya, she was very serious and she was chanting from the heart. It's told here. She was chanting, Hari, oh Hari, oh Lord Hari, Hari Hari. See the progress, how much instant progress you make in the association of a Siddha saint. As we were quoting that verse, Sarasanga, Sarasanga, Sarvasiddhi Hoi, Lava Matra Sarasanga, Sarvasiddhi. That all the Shastras are saying. So this is an example of that. First there's Tattva, then there's Leela. Leela Vichara, Tattva Vichara. So the Tattva is there. Yes, you associate with a great saint. You get perfection very quickly. Oh, is there any example? Yes, 3 days. Is that quick enough? Is that quick enough to get perfection? That's also a moment. Lava Matra. Lava Matra means 3 seconds. But Lava Matra, in terms of eternity, Lava Matra can mean 3 years. You spend 3 years with this great saint, you can attain perfection. In the prostitute's case, she spent 3 days and attained perfection. So Lava Matra, it's all relative. Technically, Lava Matra means a few moments. You spend a few moments with a saint, you can get Sarvasiddhi Hoi. All the shots are proclaiming. But in terms of eternal time, how many millions of eons have we been in the material world in various bodies? So if you spend 3 years, that's also a Lava Matra, compared to the 30 million years we've been in the material world. If you spend 3 years with a pure saint, you also attain perfection. If you serve him with the same qualities which are exhibited by the prostitute. See the submission, the tolerance, the patience. We go to serve our guru, and after about half an hour, oh, I'm restless, I'm impatient. She's all night long. And she was coming at midnight the first 2 nights, and she got so much eagerness for sadhu sangha, so much utsaha, that the third night she came in at sunset, even risking getting seen, going there, what are you doing, what's going on? And foiling her mission before she could accomplish it. So why was that? Because she had become so purified that she got ruchi. She got ruchi to be with the sadhu. She was running to be with her guru. I can't wait. I was coming at midnight before when everyone was asleep in the village. Everyone was asleep and no one could see me pass through the village. So I went to break his vow secretly, clandestinely. But it says, in the third night she came at sunset. She came early. Remember? You maybe weren't here. This is all told in the story. You start to look at it, and it's very, very interesting. Really, very interesting story. So she came very early. What drove her? What drove her to come early? Ruchi. Taste for something. She wanted to be with her guru. And that's what came to pass. So if this is the effect, then there must be cause. So all the causes are connected to the effect. The effect or net result is that she surrendered to him and became his disciple. So everything was precursor to that, leading to that. So all of her behavior matches the end result. The end result is she became a disciple and got initiated or was given nam or whatever. So everything she did was positive and conducive to that, and that in itself becomes an example for anyone approaching a guru. Or for anyone, not that you come to the guru as a prostitute and try to make him fall down, that's not the idea, but the quality she's exhibiting, patience, tolerance, humility, respect, eagerness to hear, eagerness to hear. She doesn't say that he was chanting, she was going, like we're in Bhagavatam class, and doesn't say that the prostitute, he was chanting, because you can imagine, he's chanting 3 lakhs, she came at midnight, he was chanting till 6 a.m., sunrise. So she sat for 6 hours. It doesn't describe her head was bobbing and weaving. She was awake, eager, anxious to hear. So this is a very advanced personality. She had ruchi, nam ruchi. She had nam ruchi. She had taste. You can't stay awake unless you have taste for something. We have taste for surfing on the internet, so we never sleep when we're on the internet. Anybody ever sleeps on the internet surfing? Boing, hit the keys, whoosh, and you wake up, I blew up my computer, you know, hit the wrong keys or something like that. Yeah. Do we ever fall asleep when we eat prasadam? Is there in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, has anyone ever fallen asleep eating breakfast prasadam, honoring prasadam? Maybe, very possibly. Every rule must have an exception, otherwise we're not in the material world. But in the spiritual world, there's no rules. In Vrindavan, so we don't have to worry about exceptions. In love, there's no rules. In rules, there's no love. So in Vrindavan, there's no rules. Love is what's ruling, and love rules Vrindavan. It's Prem Dham Vrindavan. Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna. So love is ruling all the relationships. All the dealings are ruled by love, not by formality. So therefore there's no rules. You can sit on my head, you can take food out of my mouth, I can take food out of your mouth, you can steal my wife, you can steal my clothes, you can do anything. There's no rules. Is it a rule you can't steal some virgin girl's clothes when she's bathing? I think so. There's a rule you shouldn't even be there. So he gave that instruction, he said, you stay here, you take my bhajan kutir. This is my bhajan stali, this is my siddha stali, this is my place of bhajan siddhi. I attain siddhi here in bhajan. And you sit here and do bhajan. And you worship Tulsi. I've been worshiping Tulsi. And by the mercy of Tulsi and Nam, you'll get all perfection. So I've done my duty. So now you stay here. This is text 138. Eta bali tare nam upadesha kari utiya chalila takur bali hari hari. After thus instructing the prostitute about the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas stood up and left, continuously chanting, Hari, Hari. Tabise Vaishya Gurur Agya Laila Grihavitta Jevachila Brahmanere Gila. Thereafter, the Vaishya, prostitute, distributed to the Brahmanas whatever household possessions she had, following the order of her spiritual master. When such possessions are given to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, who can engage a person's possessions in the service of the Lord because of their advancement in spiritual life, this charity indirectly helps the person who gives the charity, for by doing this he is relieved of sinful reactions. The Krishna-conscious devotees collect the money of others for the service of Krishna, and they are satisfied with Krishna prasadam and whatever Krishna gives them for their maintenance. Devotees do not desire material comforts. However, they go to great pains to engage the possessions of prostitutes, or persons who are more or less like prostitutes, in the service of the Lord, and thus free such unfortunate people from sinful reactions. You see devotees, they go and they sell paintings, they go to people's houses, and they go sometimes single lady's house or whatever, maybe they're married, and the lady is maybe even be a prostitute for that matter, or the man or whatever, all kinds of degraded people. And they say, oh, this is a nice painting, it's beautiful waves, and this and that. And they say, yeah, it's only $500. So they sell the painting, and then they come and they give the money to the temple, and they buy a new Janmashtami outfit for Radha Govinda with your 500 and many 500s in them. So this guy or this girl that were completely Pashandis and Gnostics and atheists and sinful people, they're contributing to buy the Janmashtami outfit of Bhagavan. So how much benefit they get. So this is the mercy of the Vaishnava. Matamuri ekka vastre rahila se kare ratridine tina laksha nama grahan kare. So she got right in the groove. Right into the groove. She didn't say, well, gee, my guru, he's big. He was big. He was chanting 3 lakhs a day. I'm a new bhakta. I have to start with 16 and work my way up. The prostitute shaved her head. So he said, this is the story of Haridas Thakur. Saves the prostitute or shaves the prostitute. Moody. That's Moody Purnima. Moody means moody. Moody. Moody means shaving her head. The prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with the Vaishnava principles and stayed in that kuti, a room, wearing only one cloth, following the footsteps of her spiritual master, Shiksha Guru. She began chanting the holy name of Krishna 300,000 times a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. Mata Mudi Ekavastri Rahila Segari. She stayed in that place wearing one cloth with a shaved head, Ratri Din 18 lakh, day and night, Nam Grahan Kari. She chanted the holy name 3 lakhs day and night. That's what the verse says. And Prabhupada says that following the footsteps of her spiritual master, that's a kind of purported translation, because that's a fact, you can't deny it. Her spiritual master, her Nam Guru, or Bhajan Shiksha Guru, he's some type of guru, no doubt about that. He liberated her. It's not an easy task to liberate a prostitute from her profession. This is the effect of the Shudanam being offered to her so mercifully by this merciful Vaishnava, Haridas Thakur. And then she became so elevated that she was able to peacefully sit and chant 3 lakhs a day. So certainly she's following, it's Anusaran, Guru Anusaran, following the footsteps of her teacher. Certainly there's Guru, because there's Bhagavan Pradarshi Guru, one who shows the path, and there's Bhajan Shiksha Guru. So he's all of these. So he's also Guru. So Prabhupada's addition to the translation is also acceptable. Tulasi Sevana Kari Charvana Upavas Indriya Damana Hoila Premere Prakash. It's unfortunately she didn't get a name. I feel sad about always saying the prostitute, because she's not a prostitute anymore. Well, now, I mean, now it's still the story we're calling her a prostitute. But now she's a Vaishnavi, and not only that, a Parma Vaishnavi. But throughout the discussion, Krishnas Kaviraj is calling her a Vaishya. She's saying Vaish, or here's Vaishya. So Vaishya apparently is Bengali. Vaishya means prostitute. Of course, it's not saying prostitute here. It's saying Tulasi Sevana Kare Charvan Upavas. She worshipped the Tulsi plant, following in the footsteps of her spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms, charavana upavas, which means practically. And if nothing was supplied, she would fast. If she didn't get any madoka, it's okay, haribo, haribo. Krishna's mercy, fasting, upavas. Indriya dhamana haila. That she, dhaman means like a stick, she beat her senses. Indriya dhaman. She controlled her senses. Prema prakash. I don't think we can say she's a prostitute anymore. Prem prakash. You know, prakash. Manifestation, symptomizing love of Godhead. So the translation. She followed the footsteps of her spiritual master. She did madhukari. She didn't get anything. She fasted. And thus she was eating very frugally and fasting by thus eating frugally, which means very less and something nothing, and fasting, she conquered her senses, Indriya Daman. So this is how we, Indriya Daman, how we gain mastery or control over the senses by eating very simple food and very less food and by occasional fasting. So this is a teaching. This is the Adhyatmika Vichar, Adhivotika Vichar, Adhidaitika Vichar, on different levels. So the Adhyatmika, for me, Adhidaivaka is the associates and the Lord and their Leela, and then Adhibhotika, the elements of the story, what's happening, and then Adhyatmika, how does it apply to me? These three levels of Vichara, consideration, examination of verse. I mean, there's also many, many angles. Rasa Vichara, many Vicharas. At least these are the three basic, which we discuss in Purushottama. Maybe you're here. So now we'll take it to our level. What can we learn from this Leela or pastime or anecdote? That Indriya Daman, everyone has a problem controlling senses or mastering senses. So this Vaishnavi showed the way. Of course, it's not that we can all go out into madhukari. But she fasted a lot. So fasting is also conducive. Indriya Daman. Eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses. As soon as her, very interesting relationship, as soon as her senses were controlled, symptoms of love of Godhead appeared in her person. So we can't misconstrue that by controlling your senses you get love of Godhead. There's plenty of yogis that are controlling their senses in a very strict way, but they're not manifesting Prem Prakash, any symptoms of love of Godhead. This was favorable to create the situation of purity. But what was really bringing on the Prem Prakash were the manifestations of the symptoms of love of God, or Shuddha Nam. She had heard Shuddha Nam and became extremely purified, and taking this three lakhs of name with submission and with surrender. Because people can also chant a lakh a day and not be in controlling their senses. I even know people like that. They're, oh yes, I'm chanting a lakh a day, and they eat rather luxuriously, and they're far away from madhukari and fasting, but there's somehow they're repeating a lack of names a day, which is quite appreciative and worshipable, but they don't have all the necessary elements. So this is an element; it can't be disregarded. It must have some significance, otherwise, why would Kasturi Mantri mention it? Krishna's Kaviraj's aim and ambition specifically is to teach one the path of bhakti, sadhana, raganuga, and bhava, and prema, all in one book. So he doesn't have to tell this point, he doesn't have to mention this verse, and jiyadaman hoila prema prakash. So this is the point, that all these elements are required, and this is, as I said, this is the verse by Sarvamoham Bhattacharya, by Ragyavidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. It's quoted in Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, but it was spoken by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to Lord Chaitanya. So this is the life of your devotees, the life of your Gaudiya Vaishnavas. By Ragi Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, your devotion is attained by those that are renounced and detached. By Ragya, Vidya, and they have Bhakti Gyan. They're aware, they're not fools. Prabhupada would often say that Krishna consciousness is for the intelligent person. So now it says, text 142. Prasiddha Vaishnavi Haila Parama Mahanti Bharabara Vaishnavtamra Darshanete Hanti. I'll say Janti. Why is J Janti? Thus although it's no more a word Vaishya is here, nor was Vaishya used in the previous verse, but the translation says, thus the prostitute became a celebrated devotee. Prasiddha means like siddha, perfect. She's a very perfected and special kind of Vaishnavi. Now she's, that title, that name and that designation is retired. She's not a Vaishya, she's a Vaishya. From Vaishya to Vaishnavi, very similar sounding. And, oh, she an ordinary Vaishnavi? She chants a few rounds, lives in this cave, she's not some ordinary run-of-the-mill Vaishnavi or some imitator. She's the real thing. Real McCoy, as they say. Prasiddha Vaishnavi. Parama Mahanti. I mean, she only had one title, only one designation before. She was, she's a Vaishya. She's one of those. You have one word, all you have is one word. Your whole claim to fame is one word. What are you? You're a Vaishya. Vaishya. Prostitute. I don't want to see her face. Now she's Prasiddha Vaishnavi, Parama Mahanti. You heard Mahant of the temple, Mahant. Oh, he's a Mahant. She's a feminine's Mahanti. But Mahanti? No, Parama Mahanti. Then, Bharabara Vaishnava. So she became so much famous. Thus, the Prasiddha Vaishnavi became a celebrated devotee of Parama Mahanti. Very advanced. She became very advanced in spiritual life and many stalwart Bharabara Vaishnava. Darshaneti Janti. Many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to have darshan of her. And you could imagine, see the counterplay here. Because when she was practicing her profession as a prostitute, I don't think any Parma Vaishnavas would come for her darshan. That would be the last place they would be found in any proximity to such a person. If simply one sees the face of such a degraded person, they have to immediately take a bath, change their clothes. Look at the sun. First you look at the sun, planet, if it's daytime, or the moon, or whatever, and then take a bath, change your clothes. Personification of lust. Such would be the reaction to counteract such impurity. Darshan dosh. It's called darshan dosh. And now they're running. Oh, can you see? Come on, let's go! They're running to that darshan of the Prasiddha Vaishnavi. Parama Mahanti. Although this is some type of upadhi or designation, but I wouldn't mind being famous for these things. Parama Mahanti, Prasiddha Vaishnava. Not that you would walk around and be proud of it, but to have such exaltation and advancement that you would dutifully recognize like this. Vaishyara charitra dekhi lokke chamatkar Haridasara mahina kai kari namaskar. Seeing the sublime character, the Vaishya charitra, chamatkar. Everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the prabhav, the mahima, the Haridas mahima, the glories, the influence of Haridas Thakur, and they'd offered him obeisances. So, this concludes the story of Haridas Thakur saves the prostitute.